mental health tips with Dana. Always, okay, this is my most important mental health tip of all. If you have to fart, do it in public. Only do it in public. None of this farting at home stuff. If you have to fart, go out to a Smitty's or a Bash's or a, what's someplace, a Piggly Wiggly. Go to Piggly Wiggly. Go to the broccoli aisle, wherever you feel most comfortable in a public place. And then bleh, there you go. Let it out. You will find the confidence within you. Whew. I think that's what Kelly Clarkson was talking about in that one song, right? Yeah. Oh, no, that was Celine Dion. Okay.
Welcome to Fart Talk. With Ricky.
And Lex.
Yo, welcome to Fart Talk. It's your girl Lex and your boy over here, Ricky.
No, it's not important.
Ricky, are you on the phone right now? Ricky, we're doing our show. Ricky.
I don't know. Fart Talk?
Ricky.
Yeah, I know, right?
Ricky.
And then the people. What?
We're going live right now, bro.
Okay, can you hold on 1 second?
No, I can't hold on 1 second.
Yeah.
Oh my God, he's such a dick.
Well, just tell me. No, just tell me right now.
Tell him what?
Yeah, all of it's fine.
What's all of it?
Wait.
Who's she? Are you talking about me?
Okay, well then I'll call you back. All right, thanks.
Ricky.
What's up?
Hi, say hi to everybody.
Oh, hi, Fart Talk people.
Ricky, do you not want to be my co-host?
What gave you that indication?
I mean, like, we're like starting this show and like you're on the phone, you're like not like prepared and you like don't seem excited. Like you're just like, hi, Fart Talk people.
Now you're going to tell me how I'm supposed to show my excitement?
I'm not telling you how to do anything. I'm just asking a question.
You're complaining that what I'm giving you is not enough.
Well, I mean, everyone in the chat says that you're a primo dono. What is it?
then what incentive do I have to be anything different?
I don't know.
The villain you claim me to be, then a villain I shall be.
Okay, what's your villain name?
LaCroix.
You just made that up because I'm drinking one.
No, it's because I'm French.
That's like the most, like, least creative thing that you've ever said.
No, my name is Light Switch LaCroix.
Light Switch LaCroix. So turn on the lights right now, Light Switch. Turn on the lights because your room's looking kind of dark.
Maybe it's your sunglasses.
Maybe it's your sunglasses. Anyway, welcome to Fart Talk, you guys. God, I'm so sorry for my rude co-host, Ricky. But hey, Ricky, how have your farts been this week?
Good. Plentiful. Yeah, I don't know that I'm going to be able to do anything tonight. I'm working on it. Usually, I've noticed when I don't eat is when I need to fart the most. Is there some sort of scientific backing on that? Have you guys, through your studies, have you guys noticed that at all?
Like, when you say don't eat, is it because like you weren't hungry or you just didn't have time to eat?
Busy, sure. Well, I don't know why that's relevant.
Well, what if it's because like you ate too much and then like you're backed up or you're full or, you know?
So Ricky, what, Lexi, what do you want to do on the show today?
Do you like ASMR?
I mean, I'm sure I can get into it, but this isn't working.
I'm talking to this fart right now. I'm talking to this beautiful fart right now on the screen. And I'm smelling this fart.
Oh, these are we supposed to be considering these like actual little farts on the screen?
For those of you listening, there is a fart underneath my name on the overlay, and my nose is right above it, and I am smelling it. And it smells beautiful. And Ricky is tickling his fart.
I'm rubbing my fart's titties.
I don't know. I mean, I've been gassy, like, you know, having an upset stomach and like not necessarily being hungry and just gassy. This week, the other week, oh my God, I was super gassy and I was disappointed that I didn't record. I feel like I need to get really better about recording my farts on the days that I'm super, super gassy, because then like there'll be like a week, sometimes 2 weeks, where I'm not gassy at all.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, got to keep that Patreon page popping. So,
what is with your energy today, Lexi? I've been here trying to give you my best, and you're just here like picking your goddamn teeth.
Mm-hmm. I am. What do you mean, what's wrong with my energy? I'm just chill. What can I be chill? I'm here chatting with my friends, you know?
Because that's not why people subscribe to the show. They subscribe to the show for like, bam, entertainment.
People subscribe to the show because they love me. Because they're fans of me. And you, sometimes. I mean, I don't know.
Sometimes. I don't know that there's anybody who's subscribed to Fart Talk because of me.
I don't know, maybe. I mean, do you share any of the stuff? No.
You commandeered my Facebook page so that I share everything.
No, only the lives. I can't post anything else on there. I can only post the videos, the live streams, that's all.
So there's the post that you were referring to. Yes, I do post.
You don't post? I do it for you. The only thing you do is show up and talk shit and be a Devo.
Devo? When a problem comes along, I gotta whip it. Yeah, I was referring to a Devo song you were referring to. I don't know.
That's like, just something that sounds like a Devo song, okay?
C-3PO on his period or something.
I don't know what kind of laugh that was. All right, Ricky, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready to play a game?
Sure.
Expand your flagrant vocabulary. Today's fart phrase is butt percussion.
Oh, God.
I made that just for you.
What was that? Was that me?
Yeah.
When did I do that?
It's that sound I've been telling you about when you came over to my house that one day and Peyton laid a big ass fart.
Oh, right. You can hear me in the background going, oh, yeah.
Oh God. What do you got?
What do I got for butt percussion?
Yeah. Come on. Think on your toes.
I tore up that ass so much that percussions of the butt.
Oh, God. That was weak. You know, I have an advantage because I pick these words out and I could probably write something, but I don't. And I probably should start doing it just so I can look better than you.
Yeah. Take every opportunity to look better than me. I don't care.
Well, I like to go to EDM parties and listen to drum and bass. And I always love the part when you're waiting for the DJ to drop the bass line so I can release some butt percussions.
I miss the kids, though. The kids getting excited.
Oh, I still have it. Yay! I just made that one because I figured it would be good for that word. Like, it's just fitting, you know? Yeah. So, yeah, we got to give the fans what they want. But what do they want? Would they rather have the yay or the... Oh,
God. So do you guys want the rim job or the children screaming?
The rim job. The rim shot fart? The rim job fart?
The rim job fart.
All right, Ricky. I think we
that
should...
That sounds the rim job sounds... with if we're talking about an asshole being a rim job thing, you could, like, lick your finger and then put your finger around there and get that, like...
More like, are the other... or the person you're doing it to is just making that sound screaming. Oh, my God.
Does that feel that good? I mean, I've done it, and the people seem to really enjoy it, but nobody's ever done it to me. I don't want anybody to do it to me.
Yes, you
but,
do.
But, like, does it feel good?
Yes, it does.
It's not just the freakiness of it. So I do it because of the freakiness of it, like, to go, like, ooh, hey, we're being crazy.
It's like, it's like, have you ever had your feet rubbed before?
Yeah, I guess, sure.
You guess?
Yeah, I'm sure I've had my feet rubbed. I can't think of the instance where that happened, but yeah.
Okay, then I don't know how else to relate it to you, because for me, I think about it like a foot rub. Like, people don't ever touch your feet, so when you get your feet are never touched. So when you finally get your feet touched, and you're like, oh my God, this feels so amazing, you know, like.
Because nobody's touching your butt.
No one's ever touched it before, you know.
I think that's still like a psychological thing, like the freakiness of it. Like, oh, hey, ooh, someone's touching.
But I mean, you can touch anything and make it feel good. You can touch
anything. Yeah, but I'm not going to go over there and, like, you know, ring her like, do that, like that. Nobody does that.
Oh, my God. This is turning into such a great topic. I mean.
Okay. The only person who's ever fingers a butthole is, what's his name? Robin Thicke. Remember that picture?
You hear that? Oh, I know what it is. I know what it is now.
Can you share with the audience what it is that's happening right now?
Did you hear it?
I heard it that time, yeah.
Okay. I realized what it is. When I made the rim shot sound, the file, I thought it was only a 3 second long file, but there was a piece of audio.
Like, way at the end. Okay, that makes sense.
I thought I was like being haunted and watched earlier. I was freaking out. That was like, what, 5 minutes?
Lexi hasn't been on the show for 10 years.
So
that's
creepy.
A long time, yeah.
So that's creepy. Really funny. Oh my God, I just creeped myself out by like not paying attention to detail. That's awesome.
Listeners and viewers, before the show, Lexi was like worried that someone was... like stalking her or something, I guess, with this weird like noise. Turns out she needs to do a little more quality control with her
I do, but you know, even though I wasn't paying attention, I made an awesome sound effect, and we're gonna call it the butt percussion. Oh, God. we'll see how long that. So what time is it now? It's all right, it's 13 minutes. We'll see when that thing goes off. 13 minutes and 29 seconds.
And listeners and viewers, you wait in anticipation for that scream.
Anyway, what were we talking about? Oh, okay. We were talking about Ricky's never had his butthole touched before.
Touched. No, someone stuck a finger in there once. And I wrote a joke about it.
So really? Like, let's hear it. Will you tell the joke?
It's like, you know, nothing feels more like a finger up the butt than a finger up the butt. And then you can feel like the details of it. You can feel the cuticle. You can see, you know, you can tell if they have a hangnail. And it's a good reason other than just the aesthetics, ladies, to keep your nails looking nice, to keep that stuff clean, because we can tell.
So you just like, you felt everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't think I was going to feel that much detail.
Did you enjoy it?
No, because it feels like a big, like, dumb finger in your butt. That doesn't feel like good. I could feel like the knuckles, like the creases. And
Was there no lubrication used?
No. So she was like on top and she kind of just like reached in. And I just kind of like, so she was like doing stuff to me. And like, you know, it seemed like maybe that's where they was going earlier. Uh-huh. Like she was going to try something like that. And I thought, okay, let's see how that feels. And that didn't happen. And then once she was on top, she
was like, boop.
Got me in that vulnerable position. I'm sure, I mean, it wasn't like, I mean, I just
did I'm just, like, I yeah, feel bad I that you that. Didn't enjoy it. I mean, I feel just, like. Just let go.
Never change that file, actually.
2 minutes long. It's 2 minutes.
So fun.
But yeah, like
it colors the conversation.
Yeah, it does. I mean, I guess I just feel bad. I feel like this is like the most X-rated we've gotten on here. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe just not with you. But I feel like with Dana and Tuan, we probably got to some X-rated stuff. But I feel like everyone's first. Well, I can't say everybody, but for the majority of my girlfriends and the people that I've talked about this with, I just feel like the first experience is always kind of like, eh, because maybe it happened when you're younger and you're not prepared and you just, you know, and boys are just like, oh, I want to stick something in the forbidden hole, you know, and there's a whole like preparation that you can do to make it more enjoyable, like with any sort of anal play, you know? So I'm disappointed in this person for just going for it. I mean, I get it. You're in the heat of the moment, but I mean, yeah, there should have been more tender love and care happening there. I'm sorry.
I don't think that's really for me, just in general.
Did you even consent to it?
I didn't like, I mean, it was kind of like, she, you know, she's kind of like reaching and like, there was.
Yeah, but she didn't ask you first.
To stop. Well, I mean, women never women. I've never asked. I had a woman ask me for consent. They do whatever they want.
That's true. I mean,
it's true. A double standard. It's unfair. Women, you should know your place.
It is. But, it I mean, is true.
I've never. And all. Yeah. I mean, it's totally different rules.
But and anyways, you know what? Probably in another time. Probably in another time of my in my life, I probably wouldn't have asked. But now, I don't know. I just feel like I would ask, like, you know.
And yeah, I mean,
my partner or someone that I care about, you know.
Sure, sure, sure. Yeah, I don't know. She's just trying to be cool, like impressive. Just like when I lick a butthole, I'm sure, you know. And I don't go, "Can I lick your butthole?" I've never done that. But I mean, never? In the area, you know what I mean? I've indicated, like, here I go. I'm down here.
I'm so slowly going this way.
And then it's like, oops, surprise! Now I've never had anybody go like, oh, no, please don't do that.
I've heard stories of some of my girlfriends talking about doing that to their dudes. And they're like, no, no, oh, oh.
That would they like come from
they're like no 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 oh 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 yeah okay.
I don't know, it's just doesn't sound like
that
for me.
I actually kind of like that. You can keep doing that. Yeah,
I don't my butt.
Don't tell nobody, girl. Don't tell nobody.
No, I'll tell everybody myself. It's not that. I don't imagine that. I mean, I'm totally, if anybody wants to do it, listeners, viewers, if anybody wants to do it, I'm open to it. but I just don't imagine that it's going to be for me.
Please like this video if you're interested
in I'll like
Ricky's bowl.
You want to fuck me in the ass, like the video. Star it. Put it in your favorites.
Please share this particular episode like with anyone that you think might be interested in engaging with Ricky's butthole.
my boot genity.
Oh my god, this is epic. I just
don't like the thought of what I look like.
I can't wait till you like try to run for mayor or something.
Like I have like a hairy butt and like I don't know, that just seems gross.
Oh my god, can you imagine Ricky running for like office and then
what they're gonna find
don't
out
vote for Ricky,
he advertises tried his butthole. He hasn't been pegged before, don't vote for him. Lexi Chardet, now there's a butt you can trust. Does that paid for it by the Lexi Chardet?
Lexi Chardet campaign.
Campaign for mayor.
Oh my god, we should make some skits like that. Like if you and I were going against each other in political,
yeah,
office, that'd be fun.
Yeah, those attack ads and stuff. That'd be fun. See, we got all these great ideas, and you're moving away, listeners and viewers. Do you guys know that Lexi is moving away? Is that something that you're sharing with the fans, the many throngs of?
I haven't announced it yet, so thanks, Ricky. But yeah, I'm gonna share. I mean, I'm just going.
So moved on anyway.
I'm just going back home.
You got a fresh look too. Like you look like nice. Like you look like refreshed.
Aww,
and so this is
you.
Like you're just like I'm done with fart talk, guys. Goodbye.
No, fart talk isn't ending. Fart talk's not ending. Do you think that this is like your ticket out or something? Is that how much you don't want to do this show that you're like, oh, Lex is leaving. I guess the show's over now.
No, I am now on the streets. And
you're
just
on the streets.
My ass for free.
You're not on the streets.
If I was gonna be like, you know, kicked off a podcast, I wanna have at least like set up like a Patreon to like get money for people to fuck me in the ass.
You're not kicked off the podcast
for a fucking like. For a podcast that you're not even gonna be on anymore.
I'm going to be on it. It's
just gonna be me and we'll start the search for the new.
No. First of all, no, you're not taking over my show.
So
you don't even know how to log into StreamYard.
Oh god. You should put it out my one weakness. I don't know anything.
Take over the show, stupid.
Maybe Dana will come back. Maybe Dana Antoine will be open to coming back on the show if you leave.
I'm not leaving.
You are. You already gone. Look at you with those rose-colored glasses. Your hair all like looking nice and pretty. You look very, very pretty. And that's exactly the kind of look that someone who's like has just moved on has.
I haven't moved on from Fart Talk. I moved on from Arizona. There's a difference. And we could still do skits. I mean, we'll just do everything on green screen. You don't have to. I'm the one that edits everything.
So you're liking me a lot more now, aren't you, listeners and viewers?
What do you mean?
You're realizing that maybe Lexi is not as committed to fart talk as you guys thought. As we all thought.
You are such a narcissist.
We're being abandoned.
No, you're not. No one's being abandoned. I wasn't even thinking I was going to announce it because it doesn't matter. I'm still doing the show. I was going to announce it to my comedy family in Phoenix, but I don't need to announce it to like my YouTube audience. It doesn't matter. I'm still going to be on YouTube.
Because you guys don't matter. Did you hear that?
No, I said it doesn't matter if they know or not.
And I can feel all these listeners and viewers joining my side.
Whatever.
Light switch, LaCroix. It's struck again.
Let us know in the comments if you believe that I'm committed to fart talk. And let us know in the comments if you think Ricky
but it's a Devo and wants his butthole.
No. Edit that part out. Instead, no. So you can put if you think
I'm not editing shit out
that Lexus is committed to the show, say go girl. And if you think that she needs to just give you more of herself, more of her time, more of her energy, more of her just like general, just person, say Ricardo is so fucking cool, man.
All right.
Those are your two options.
All right. No one has to listen to you.
What's that?
Why do you look at me sideways like that?
I started feeling sideways.
Did your essay come out? What'd you say to me? You crazy loco? You loco essay? Oh my god. Well, I was going to ask some more questions to get to know you.
Get to know me.
Come I already on. Learned a lot about you.
About my butt?
All right, well, we got a little bit of time. So, okay, Ricky, pick a number between 13 and 27.
25.
Okay. This is a good question. What's your favorite way to communicate?
Sporadically.
Was that a Clueless reference?
She does say it in there.
Yeah. But not. He's like, hope to talk to you soon. She's like, yeah, hope not. Hopefully
not sporadically.
I love that. Like with everyone in your life, you like to communicate sporadically?
I guess so.
Okay.
What about you?
Well, hold on. I want to ask a follow-up question and then I'll answer. What about, like what sort of medium do you like to communicate with most? Telepathically.
Did
you hear that?
Did it set in your mind? Yeah, telepathically. Yeah, I just did it.
Yeah. Okay. Telepathically.
That's how you knew what I was saying.
Yeah, and you know, I like sometimes like when my phone goes off, it's like I know it's you. So I think you and I do communicate telepathically a little bit, for sure. Yeah. I would say, you know what?
If that's true, then we've ignored some things that we like looked at each other and said telepathically. And then we're just like, so anyways.
Well, honestly, I would say that my favorite way is to communicate telepathically as well, because it's magical. But as far as, you know, just like day-to-day communication, that's not on, you know, some spiritual shit. I would say my favorite way to communicate is through letter writing.
I've written some good letters, but it's hard to keep up. I'll do it like once and then I just drop off after that. Like, you know, someone has asked you like, oh, let's write letters to each other. And then I just start like.
Yeah. I try, I've been really working on birthdays. And like putting people's birthdays in my phone. And if I have their mailing address, like working on like sending, you know, birthday cards, just to have that practice of, writing letters. And then the other thing that I have been doing is like, thank you cards. Trying to, you know, always have express gratitude, say thank you for someone that did something to me that meant a lot.
You did send me a really nice thank you card.
I did.
Yeah.
Good. I don't remember, but that's good.
You think it was around, I think it was specifically, it was for challenging you to do Michael Jackson on our show. I think that's what the main thrust of it Speaking of Michael Jackson.
Hey.
So what's your favorite way to communicate?
I just told you too.
Oh, I wasn't thinking technology. I was thinking of like the way in which you communicate.
Yeah, so my favorite way to communicate is telepathically. But other than that, my favorite way to communicate is through letter writing.
But like so what in terms of like frequency?
What do you mean by frequency?
Like, do you like to like?
Oh, how often?
Yeah, how often?
Well, I told you just how often the birthdays, the thank yous, or whatever. Mm-hmm. That is my favorite way to communicate. But but lately, you know, to handle tasks and communicate, you know, to be able to operate as a human being, I do prefer over the phone communication. You know, texting's what's in nowadays because you don't know if someone's necessarily available. So I do that kind of out of convenience to give people their space to respond. So that's out of courtesy. Is that a good enough answer for you, Ricky?
It is now. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks. Next. All right. Okay. I'm going to pick this one this time. Okay.
Okay.
I like this question.
Is it about buttholes?
You want it to be about buttholes, don't you? All right. This will be the last question for today. All right, Ricky, what is your favorite thing about me?
My favorite thing about you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're so creative and exciting and funny. Like, who you are is what is my favorite thing about you. You're great.
Aw. Aw, you're so sweet, Ricky.
Just being honest.
Well, my favorite thing about you is that you're such a dick to me until you say something really, really nice about me. And then when you say it, it really, really means a lot because you're always such a dick to me.
I think that's called an abusive relationship.
It is.
I'm not that. On this show, I'm a dick to you, but otherwise I'm not. I'm not a dick to you. Am I?
No, you're not.
But you could tell, like, I could probably be a dick. And
since we started doing this show, you've definitely been more of a dick to me.
It's a different dynamic.
I know. It's fine. I'm getting used to it. I'm like, Ricky doesn't love me anymore. I ruined our friendship by asking him to do this show with me. Oh, my God.
No,
Ricky hates me. He doesn't want to do this show with me. He's such a dick.
I'm going to send you a telepathic note about what you just said.
All I heard was this.
Oh, God.
Is that what you sent to me telepathically?
No, but what I sent to you telepathically will show up in 2 minutes.
I don't think it can last that long. I need the show to be over now.
Okay. Well, just wrap it up. Maybe it'll happen within that time that you're wrapping things up.
I don't know. There's not much to really wrap up. I mean, join us next time. Ricky, do you want to take another shot at butt percussion?
I don't use the word percussion in my life, really. So that's ever? What makes it hard.
Do you ever use the word drums?
Let's get in this butt percussion circle. Oh, God. No, you can't do it again, dummy. He was going to show up at the end. Oh.
See, you called me a dummy.
But, like, in a nice way.
In a nice way.
Yeah, you so pretty, you big dummy.
Oh, my God.
You do look really pretty. Your lips are really nice. Are you wearing, like, a certain, like, color or something? Like, amazing?
You're only saying that because Dana told you to say that.
I swear to God, no. And she did tell me to, didn't she?
Yeah.
She recommended that I do.
Well, I'm glad that you're, like, taking her advice, but...
It's not about... No, it's me taking my own advice and being myself.
Okay.
I can take responsibility for myself and what I say.
Okay, I'll... I'll accept that.
So,
did I mean, you just me?
What?
Did you just me?
Like shushed you?
Yeah, you're like.
No, maybe subconsciously. That's my favorite way to communicate it.
I'm not a cat. All right. Well, thank you guys for joining us, and you know, let us know if you want to lick Ricky's butthole. Mm-hmm. I need to say that cleaner. Let us know if you'd like to lick Ricky's butthole in the comments, and
or telepathically.
Yeah, or telepathically, because that's his favorite way to communicate.
Or telekinetically, which is like...
That's when you move stuff.
Yeah, so you like do it. Just start licking my butthole telekinetically.
Oh, yeah. Like pick up a feather and tickle it.
Tickle it.
Well, let us know, Ricky, if that happens.
Okay.
All right, cool. All right, we'll see you guys next time. Bye!
Wait, did you just...
Huh?
You just...
What?
What? You stop it!
What?
Oh!
Stop it. It's not me!
I didn't say it was you. It was you watching.